This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's a new twist on the American housing market. A growing number of homeowners are turning their properties into something called sober homes. A sober home is a place addicts can go to when they first come out of rehab. Residents there take drug tests, they go to 12-step meetings, and they have curfews. And today, strapped homeowners are tapping into this hot but sketchy new real estate market to help them pay their mortgages and even make a profit. Sarah Gross reports.
So this would actually be a really good sober living place.
Realtor Brian Wall is scouting properties in a suburb of L.A. He's looking for a particular kind of property.
Because you could have one person here, one person here, one person here, another six or eight people in the house.
Wall says sober homes have become a lucrative business for him. A single sale can net him up to $40,000. He says the perfect sober house has lots of bedrooms and is far away from nosy neighbors. That's because these homes can turn into overcrowded boarding houses that no one wants to live next to. Like this rundown house in the San Fernando Valley. More than 20 men live here, and they share just one bathroom with no door. The owner of the house refused to do an interview, but one of the residents reluctantly showed me around.
We turned that garage into a living facility because we were overcrowded, so we needed space.
Tenants say even the garage was being used as a bedroom. There were bunk beds to sleep a dozen men, but there was no heat, running water or electricity. When I went to see for myself, the house manager demanded I leave.
I don't want him in there, Phil.
You don't want him in there?
No, I want him.
Despite these appalling conditions, a bed here still costs as much as $500. When the house is full, the owner can net over $10,000 a month. Realtor Brian Wall says this kind of money is attracting people to the sober home business.
So if I'm not doing it to make money, then why am I doing it? And if I'm doing it for passion, that's great, but that doesn't help me open up 10 houses to provide more services.
But isn't the whole idea of sober homes supposed to be about helping addicts get back on their feet?
And if you want to call this a business, that's great. We don't. We call it service to these people.
Jeff Christensen is the director of a nonprofit called the Sober Living Network.
If we get back to the fundamentals of what this is about, it's a matter of life and death for the people that live there.
He says the problem is anyone can open up a sober home, and it's almost impossible to shut the bad ones down. That's because addicts are protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Bad landlords are clever. They're going, hey, if I say I'm a sober living, I can hide behind federal protections.
So how do you help recovering addicts when so many people are just trying to make a buck off them? Christensen says one solution is self-regulation. That's what his organization's all about, getting sober homeowners to agree to follow certain rules.
We do inspections. We go out and we take a look at their management practices.
One of the sober homeowners who took that training was Christopher Justin. He owns and manages six sober homes near San Diego.
There's such a demand and there's such a need. It's a great opportunity to be of service.
Justin finds recovering addicts at local churches, probation and parole offices, and through ads on Craigslist. Tenants pay him up to $500 for a single bed. But unlike some sober homeowners, Justin actually offers services like drug testing and counseling.
You have to be extra attentive to make sure that they don't have opportunities to fall back on old habits and old attitudes.
But soon, these sober homes, both good and bad, may disappear in Los Angeles. The city council is trying to pass an ordinance to shut them all down. Sober living advocates say it could leave thousands of recovering addicts with nowhere to go. In Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gross for Marketplace.